today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull, Rob Getz in the bullpen, joining us here this morning on our community conversation. I have from Iowa State Patrol, Trooper Tom Williams joining us here this morning. Tom, thanks for joining me once again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're getting into this week and weekend ahead with 4th of July around the corner, and there are a lot of things to cover ground-wise with you guys with local law enforcement. I mean, just right off the bat, I mean, it's usually around this time of year that we were embarking on a holiday that is, well, it may be safe for some, but for others can be a little dangerous.
Indeed, it's one of the deadliest holidays of the year, July 4th.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is being planned for in advance of the holiday weekend?
So first of all, the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, or GTSB, is partnering with local law enforcement for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA's, annual campaign of Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. That's going to be from July 1st to the 5th. So what that is, basically it's a high visibility enforcement campaign. Our goal is to increase law enforcement numbers across the state, high enforcement presence to hopefully decrease the fatalities.
All right. So as we are getting into this weekend, it's always helpful to be reminded of some of the things to keep in check before the weekend here. So what are some reminders for those who are going to be embarking on the holiday weekend?
Obviously, in the name of our campaign, Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over, have a sober driver, designated driver. Again, don't drive distracted, wear your seatbelt, and then decrease your speeds.
Definitely some things to keep in check there. Tom Williams joining us here this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull, in our community conversation, of course, on the holiday weekend ahead, of course, with the NHTSA enforcement there. Another thing to keep in mind is you guys are going to be doing something on July 3rd. Is that right?
Yes. July 3rd is our, I guess I would call it, our second annual aircraft project with Howard County. So the Iowa State Patrol will have an aircraft up, and we're going to be working with Howard County, and I believe maybe also the DOT, which actually merged with us now, so I can't say that anymore. So we're just going to be working in Howard County on 63, so it'll be a heavy law enforcement, State Patrol, county presence there at 63 and Highway 9. Area.
So when the aircraft project is underway there, what are you guys going to be looking for in terms of with drivers on the road there?
Obviously, we're going to be looking for high speeds. That's what our aircraft is going to be mainly focused on, is the speeding. But he's also going to look for, you know, bad passes, things like that. He's going to be able to see that from the air. And then hopefully, or not hopefully, but we're going to concentrate on the move over law. So when people see an emergency vehicle, police car, trooper car, deputy sheriff pulled over with its lights on, people's antennas should be up, slowing down, and if they can, move over.
That is sort of the thing that even in general we should also be keeping in mind as well, especially when people coming on, you know, on ramps onto highway. The general idea is to just move on over, let them get in there.
Yeah, right? And it's not just law enforcement vehicles. It's, you know, ambulances, fire trucks, tow trucks is a huge issue. Utility workers, grandma and grandpa with their hazards on, just slow down and get over.
Absolutely. Tom Williams here, reminding us, of course, with many different things coming up here with local law enforcement, and of course, with you guys there with Iowa State Patrol here on 95.1 The Bull. Another topic of interest, and, you know, we're getting to that time now, you know, July just around the corner. We've got RAGBRAI that's just around the corner here, so let's talk about that.
Okay, so yeah, RAGBRAI starts July 22nd, goes through...
Believe the end of July, yeah.
The 29th, yeah. And this is the 50th anniversary for RAGBRAI, so it'll start in I believe Sergeant Bluff, Northwest Iowa, and it will make its way down through Des Moines. So this will be a very busy rag rye.
Yeah, so again, some reminders for those who are going to be on the road with the riders there.
So this year, there is no cap on the registration. Mm-hmm. So, and the last number I heard was about a month or so ago was 26,000 registered bicycles.
And we had some through our area not that long ago either, and you can see just the huge number that comes in, not just in waves, but sometimes even all at once.
Right. They were hoping for a number of 100,000. I don't know where it's at right now, but I ask people just to be patient with these bicycles and give them room, find alternative routes. And I know there's already alternative routes set up for Rag Brye, but I just ask people to be patient. I don't, that's not going to be in our area this year, but it'll be west of here, but if you're traveling over west and south and then down to southeast Iowa City area and
stuff. It could be making maybe a trip up to Okoboji, right, and next thing you know, you're making a wrong detour.
Right. Yep, so that's the main thing. Just be patient with them and give them room.
Very good. Good thing to keep in mind. Tom Williams, once again, here on the Morning Roundup. One thing to also mention, left here is moving into August here. I mean, it's a little ways down the road, but still well worth mentioning that you're going to be having a presence there with the local law enforcement in August.
Yeah, August will be here before you know it. National Night Out, big event across Iowa and across the country. But August 1st, National Night Out, will be right here in Charles City. They've requested the seatbelt convincer, so I'll be here with that down at Central Park. And then August 3rd, I'll be in Clear Lake with there'll be a seatbelt convincer there, as well as the crashed Camaro. I know a lot of people don't know what that is, but that Camaro partnering with family members of victims of a fatality accident over by Dubuque. That's on a trailer that'll be on display. And then Mitchell County, being a high five county, I will have the seatbelt convincer at the Mitchell County Fair Friday, August 4th and 5th.
All right. And remind people once again what the high five project
is. That's just concentrating on basically secondary roads and highways in the state, in the top high five counties where the number of fatalities are highest on those secondary roads.
Yep, and more on that high five project. I know we mentioned, I think, the last conversation before, which we do have on our website at 95.1thebull.com. So if more interested, definitely check out more on that. Or for more information with you guys, any of the topics that we covered there, how can we learn more from you?
Follow us on the Iowa State Patrol Facebook page. You can go to the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau website, or you can follow me on Twitter, Trooper Tom Williams at TrooperTom209.
All right. Sounds good. Tom joining us once again here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Community conversation, as always. We post online at 95.1thebull.com. Tom, always a pleasure having you in here. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for having me.